Ahoy there, me hearties! You be listening to the Blackbeard World Pirates Code podcast, where we hoist the Jolly Roger of wisdom, health, wealth, and happiness, charting a course through stormy seas and modern madness alike. Today we be lying at anchor in the jewel of the Antilles, the glorious Marigot Bay of St. Lucia, where the water's as blue as a siren's eyes. And the breeze whispers secrets from the old world to the new. The mangroves sway like tavern dancers after too much grog. And the hills rise behind us, green as emeralds in Davy Jones' vault. The Queen Anne's Revenge sits calm and proud, her timbers creaking soft as a contented cat or nine tails napping in the sun. And what better place than this slice of paradise to open the pages of a book that's navigated more souls to greatness than a compass pointing north? The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Captain Stephen Covey. A map to mastery, if ever there was one. So batten down your distractions, keep a weather eye on the horizon, and join old Blackbeard as I weigh anchor on this mighty tome and see if its habits be fit for a pirate crew. Or just more landlubber nonsense, bamboozled in fine print. Arr! Me hearties! Welcome back aboard the Blackbeard World Pirates Code podcast, where wisdom flows like rum and we sail the seven seas of success. Today, we be diving straight into the first golden doubloon, oh, Stephen Covey's mighty chest, oh, knowledge. Be proactive. The first habit, oh, highly effective. Swabs. Now listen close, for this one's a treasure map all its own. Aye, in the pirate life, you can't be sitting around waiting for fortune to wash up on deck like a drunken castaway. Ye must seize the wheel, feel the wind in your beard, and chart your own course. No matter how foul the weather, nor how fierce the tide. Covey speaks of taking initiative, not letting circumstance or scurvy crewmates dictate your fate. And he's right. He is. For both the boardroom buccaneer and the high seas marauder, this habit be the keel of your ship, the very foundation of all success. How it applies to modern-day business folk. Think of it this way, mateys. You can't just sit abaft your desk hoping the boss sees your potential. Nay, a proactive soul sees what needs doing, hoists the sails, and gets to work before the storm hits. They don't say, "It's not me job." They say, "What needs doing, and how can I lead the charge?" They build their own brand, learn new skills without being told, and tackle problems afore they grow teeth. That be the kind of sailor that gets promoted to first mate, or even captain of their own ship someday. How it applies to pirates. Now, on the account of us sea dogs, imagine if we sat around waiting for a royal frigate to hand over their gold. Ha! Nay, we scout the waters, gather intelligence, prep the cannons, and strike when the moment's ripe, not when it's perfect. A good pirate don't blame the tide or curse the moon. He adjusts the sails and presses on. When old Blackbeard faced down the Royal Navy, did I say, "Maybe next week"? No! I gave the order, "Raise the Jolly Roger, fire the broadside," and took action without waiting for permission or pardon. The lesson for all. So whether ye be leading a crew in a Fortune 500 fleet or sailing solo with a side hustle like a rogue trader, be proactive means taking ownership o' your fate. Don't wait to be rescued. Be the one who launches the lifeboat. Batten down your excuses, hoist the sails of intention, and sail out to meet your destiny head on. That's the way of the effective, the wealthy, and the wise. Did I just hear the sound of a flintlock pistol cocking? Ah! Just one of me crew trying to give me a scare. Next hour, we'll speak of habit number two. Begin with the end in mind. A tale as full of purpose as a map marked with X. Need to have a quick chat with some local lasses. Ahoy again, you salty sea dogs and savvy shore-bound strategists. You're tuned into the Pirate's Code podcast, anchored proud in the calm blue waters of Marigold Bay, St. Lucia. The parrots be singing, the palms be swaying, and the sun glints off the bay like gold coins spilling from a chest cracked wide open. Now, we take up the second habit, a highly effective people, as scribed by the wise old scribe, Stephen Covey. Begin with the end in mind. Aye, this one hits harder than a broadside at dawn. Every true-hearted buccaneer knows ye don't weigh anchor without knowing where the devil ye be sailing. Whether it's a Spanish galleon stuffed with doubloons, a secret port teeming with trade, or an island where X marks the treasure, ye must have your eye fixed on the prize from the very first tide. Let me spin it for both sides of the sea, those aboard a sloop and those behind a spreadsheet. For business folk, in the realm of commerce and coin counting, this habit be about vision, purpose, and intentionality. Starting a business without a clear end in mind is like setting sail in a fog with no compass. Ye might move, but ye won't go nowhere worth going. So what be the end for a land lubber in business? It could be a company that makes the world better, or just a tidy fortune and a peaceful life abaft the wheelhouse. Mayhap it's launching a new product, hitting a revenue goal, or becoming a leader with a legacy. The key be imagining the destination afore you chart the course. Write it down, paint it bold, see it in your mind's eye, and let every decision from now till sunset be guided by that vision. Like stars above the crow's nest. The best captains don't wait to see where the current takes them. They design their voyage. For pirates, now, for those of us what ride the tide. When I, Blackbeard, prepared to blockade Charlestown, did I just float about hoping for good fortune? Nay, I knew what I wanted. Medicine, ransom, and a message sent to the crown. I saw the end before I lit the fuse. A pirate captain gathers his crew and says, "We be heading to Isla del Oro to dig up Flint's cursed gold." That goal keeps the crew united, the course true, and mutiny at bay. Even if storms strike or the sails tear, the mission don't change. It keeps them going through fire and fury. A crew without a destination. They turn on each other or drift till they rot. But a crew with a vision, they conquer the seas. The wisdom of it all. So heed me words. Whatever your station, begin every endeavor with a picture in your skull of what success be. Let that vision steer your actions, even when the squalls come howling. Build a business, sail a ship, or raise a family. All should start with the end in mind. For without purpose, we'd be naught but driftwood. So, set your sights, mark your charts, and never lose sight of the X, even when the map be torn and the compass spins. We've charted past habit one. Be proactive and steered through the storm. Oh, habit two. Begin with the end in mind. But now we batten down the hatches and sail into habit three, which Covey calls put first things first. Arr! Now this be the habit that separates the drunken deckhands from the true sea captains. 'Tis easy. Aye. To get swept up in the siren songs of rum, dice, and distractions. But when the ship's taken on water, what fool stops to polish his boots or tune his fiddle? What it means to put first things first means tending to what truly matters before you chase the shiny nonsense. It be the art of managing time, energy, and attention like gold bars in your hold. It ain't just about being busy, lads. It's about being effective. Any swab can keep running around the deck looking useful, but only a true leader asks, What must be done now to keep this ship afloat and sailing strong? A lesson from Blackbeard's own wake. Let me tell ye, when I blockaded Charlestown in 1718, I had every reason to start celebrating early. We'd caught the city in a stranglehold. Ships were ours for the taking, but instead of drinking the victory down, I put first things first. I made sure our demands were clear, our escape route was secured, and our loot was safely stowed before the crew got their fill of revelry. Had I let the lads run wild too soon, the Royal Navy'd have caught us napping, and this tale might have ended in irons. So remember, discipline first, celebration after. The victory tastes sweeter when it's earned proper. For business buccaneers, now for ye landlubbers wearing neckties instead of cutlasses. This be about prioritizing the big, bold tasks that move the ship, not just answering emails and making meetings like a parrot on repeat. Think of it like this. Fire the cannons before ye mop the deck. Secure your cargo before ye repaint the galley. Focus on the tasks that bring value, build relationships, and drive the mission forward. Whether ye be launching a product, running a team, or building your legacy, ye gotta handle the urgent and important afore ye give in to the minor and meaningless, or you'll find yourself all out of wind and still staring at the horizon, the heart of the habit. So what's the code, mates? Discipline, decisiveness, duty. Don't let the sirens or distractions sing you off course. Stay true to what matters most. You'll raise the Jolly Roger over every challenge and be clinking tankards of grog in victory for long. Next tide, we dive deep into habit four. Think win-win, where we learn that even pirates can make pacts and that not every deal ends in a duel. Remember to trim your sails and tend your priorities, lads and lasses. For time waits for no man. Not even old Blackbeard. Allow me a moment to enjoy the view out the porthole. Marigot Bay, St. Lucia, where the waves be gentle as a tavern wench's whisper, and the scent of sea salt and sugarcane fills the air like the promise of treasure. Okay, where was I? Ah! We've crossed three powerful habits thus far, being proactive, charting your course with the end in mind, and tending to the most vital tasks first. Now we hoist the fourth flag in Stephen Covey's code of conduct, and I, it'd be a curious one for a pirate to ponder. Habit four. Think win, win. Ah! Now this be a trickier reef to sail round, for we pirates be raised on taking what we want and giving nothing back. But even the fiercest corsair must admit, there be times when parley beats plunder. Two, think win-win means seeking mutual gain, not just personal glory. Aye, it may sound soft to a hardened cutthroat, but let old Blackbeard show ye how even in the lawless life, there be wisdom in making sure both parties walk away smiling, or at least not reaching for their pistols. In the days of the Black Flag, let's look to me own exploits. When I blockaded Charlestown, I could have razed the whole port to splinters. But nay, I struck a deal. I sent me men ashore, took some fine hostages, and made demands for medicine and supplies. The governor gave us what we wanted, and not a shot was fired in the end. That, mates, was a win-win. I got me loot, and the town kept its buildings standing. No blood, no fire, just strategy. And believe me, a good deal keeps the Navy off your tail longer than a pile of scorched ships ever will. For the business-bound buccaneers, in today's world of ledgers and logos, this habit be pure gold. When ye negotiate with clients, vendors, or partners, think not just what ye can take, but how ye can create value for both sides. Close a sale where the buyer feels they've struck a bargain, not been bamboozled. Form alliances with partners where everyone profits. Even in competition, there be room for collaboration over cutthroat tactics. The oceans be wide enough for more than one flagship. When both parties gain, the trust grows, the partnership lasts, and ye build a name that's known far beyond your home port. The Pirate's Code on Win-Win. Now, make no mistake, Win-Win don't mean being soft or surrendering the ship. It means standing firm for what ye value, while still recognizing the needs and pride of the other side. It means seeking agreements where both crews leave richer, rather than one sailing off and the other sinking. And if Win-Win can't be found, then settle for no deal at all. Better to wait than to sell your soul or sign a cursed contract. So remember, mates, even the roughest rogue can gain more through smarts than swords. The sharpest cutlass in the world can't match the power of a good bargain struck with honor and a backup plan in your boot. Until then, strike fair deals, sail honest waters, and build your fleet with allies, not enemies. Allow me a moment to ponder me thoughts on this next habit as I stare at the horizon. Aye, this next habit be one every captain, quartermaster, and deck swabber ought to carve into their compass. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Now, this be the secret to calm waters aboard even the rowdiest of ships. For if there be one thing that stirs up mutiny quicker than a dry barrel of rum, it's a captain who barks orders without lending an ear to his crew. Too often we leap to command, to defend, to explain ourselves faster than a cannon blast. But a wise leader listens first. Before ye open your mouth to shout, open your ears to hear. Among the crew, back in me heyday, I had men from all corners of the globe. Frenchmen, English rogues, freed slaves, even the occasional Spaniard who saw the light. Each had their own tales, tempers, and troubles. Now, had I ignored their voices, we'd have been clawing each other's throats. Instead, taking prizes together. But when tensions flared over rations, loot shares, or a sharp word in the wrong tongue, I'd call a meeting, sit back, and let each man speak his piece. Oft times, just being heard was enough to cool the blood. Then I'd make me ruling, clear, firm, and with the crew, knowing their captain had listened. That, mates, is how ye steer a ship with loyalty, not fear. In business and negotiation. Now, let's bring it ashore. In the world of trade, leadership, and boardroom brawls, this habit be pure, cannon-grade wisdom. When ye be negotiating a deal, leading a team, or handling a customer's fury, listening be your best weapon. Most folks just wait their turn to speak. They ain't truly listening. But if ye slow down and ask, tell me more about what's troubling ye, ye'll uncover truths, earn trust, and forge stronger alliances. You'll learn what truly matters to the other side. You'll avoid costly misunderstandings, and you'll gain the power to speak in a way that hits the mark, not just fills the air. The Pirate's Code of Communication. So what be the code? Simple. Ears open, mouth shut, till ye know what's in the wind. Whether it's calm counsel or the clamor of conflict, seek first to understand. Then, when ye speak, your words will carry weight like a full broadside. And let me tell ye, me hearties, a crew that feels heard will follow ye through fire and storm. But a crew ignored, they'll put ye in a dinghy faster than ye can say marooned. Next up on our voyage, we'll be uncovering Habit 6. Synergize, a word fancier than a peacock on payday, but with power enough to unite even the most cutthroat crew. Ha! Crewmate just stepped in and asked me to keep it down. They be sleeping off last night's revelry. Very well. Now, this be the one, me hearties. The secret sauce, the hidden current that turns a ragtag crew into a fearsome fleet. Habit 6, synergize eye. The word may sound like something from a merchant scroll or a highborn scholar's tongue, but make no mistake. Synergy be a concept pirates have lived by since the first ship was stolen and crewed by the brave and the mad. Synergy, in the plain speak of the sea, be what happens when the whole crew becomes more powerful together than any one sailor could be alone. On deck and in battle, picture this. A storm brewing, sails flapping, and enemy cannons thundering across the bow. Now, if every man did only what he pleased, one man shouting, another drinking, a third climbing the wrong rope, we'd be sinking faster than a cursed galleon. But when every hand knows its place, the helmsman holds course steady as stone, the gunners prime and fire in rhythm, the riggers dance through the ropes like gulls in the wind, and the captain, aye, that'd be me, guides the whole lot with a voice like thunder. Then, my friends, we become unstoppable. That's synergy. The cannon, the powder, the shot, the spark, all parts alone. But together, a blast that brings kings to their knees. For the landlocked leaders. In your office towers and tech dens, the idea holds just the same. When ye build a team with different strengths, diverse minds, and clear communication, ye create a force that can take on projects, markets, and challenges that'd swamp any one person alone. Let the numbers man crunch the figures, the artist craft the vision, the speaker charm the masses, and the strategist chart the course. Don't demand sameness. Celebrate difference, like a crew where the cook, the carpenter, and the quartermaster all pull their weight their way. That, lads and lasses, be how innovation strikes like lightning off the bow. The pirate's code of synergy. Here be the truth. A lone pirate may strike once and vanish, but a crew that moves as one becomes a legend. So when ye build a team, don't look for copies of yourself. Look for those who fill your blind spots, challenge your ideas, and push the whole ship faster forward. As me old bosun used to say, a strong wind's no good if the sails aren't set right. Each part matters. Together, they conquer. Only one habit remains, me hearties. Habit 7. Sharpen the saw. The secret to keeping your edge keen, your spirit strong, and your sails full through every storm. Ready your ears and steady your souls. We're almost at the end of this treasure map of wisdom. And so, me hearties, we come to the 7th and final habit in this fine voyage through the 7 habits of highly effective people. We've faced storms, struck deals, built loyal crews, and charted mighty courses. But now, we end where all true sailors must return. Habit 7, sharpen the saw. Even the fiercest pirate, blooded in battle and bold of heart, knows he ain't worth a rusted anchor if he don't tend to himself. Aye, we can't swing our cutlasses forever without sharpening the blade. Nor can we weather the high seas if we don't stop to mend the sails, patch the hull, and feed the soul. Lessons from the deck. In me prime, I could swing a blade from dawn till dusk. But even old Blackbeard knew to take time ashore. Not just for rum and revelry, though let's not lie, I did enjoy me share. But to train, to read the stars, to clean me pistols, and to reflect. After every campaign, I'd give the crew a spell on land. To heal their wounds, tune their skills, and remind themselves what we were fighting for. That be sharpening the saw, the practice of renewal, recovery, and growth. For the business-bound buccaneers, on land, this habit be more vital than ever. You modern folk burn the candle at both ends, grinding, hustling, and never stopping to breathe. But hear me now, a dull saw cuts nothing, and a burnt-out captain runs aground. So sharpen yourself in these four ways. Body, eat well, sleep deep, and move like ye mean it. Even a pirate needs his sea legs. Mind, learn new skills, read good scrolls, solve hard riddles. Keep your wits sharp. Heart, tender relationships, speak kindly, laugh often. A loyal crew is a strong one. Soul, find what fills your sails, be it music, meditation, or the simple peace of silence beneath the stars. This ain't luxury, me mates. It be maintenance, the pirate's code of renewal. So the final truth is this. To keep your edge, ye must take time to tend your edge. A blade left dull breaks in battle. A mind left idle sinks into the brine. A crew left unrested turns mutinous. So take a breath, feel the breeze, sharpen your saw. Then, when the next storm comes, you'll meet it not as a weary swab, but as a master of wind and wave. And with that, our voyage through Covey's seven habits comes to an end. But the journey, oh, it's just begun. These be not rules, they be tools forged for any soul-seeking greatness, whether aboard a brig or behind a boardroom. These habits be no mere landlubber's rambling. Nay, they be a compass for the soul, guiding both cutthroats and clerks through the stormy waters of life. Whether ye swing a sword or tap at a keyboard, Covey's code holds true. Be proactive. Take the helm. Don't let the tide toss ye. Set your course and begin with the end in mind. Know what matters and put first things first, lest ye patch the sails while the hull floods. Think win-win. Parley when plunder won't do. Listen afore speaking, like a captain who values his crew's voice. Synergize. Combine your strengths like sails, rudder, and hull to move as one. And sharpen your saw, for no blade stays sharp without care. In me humble opinion, these habits be timeless treasures, worth more than any Spanish gold I ever claimed. They teach us not just how to lead or labor, but how to live with honor, cunning, and purpose. So whether ye be a cubicle-bound merchant or a free-spirited buccaneer, these seven truths will keep your compass true and your ship on course. May ye use them well. May ye live bold, sail far, and die with a tale worth telling. And before we lower the sails on this episode, remember, download the free Blackbeard app, where the wind always be blowing toward health, wealth, and happiness. Subscribe to this humble podcast, earn some extra coin, and join me, Blackbeard, as we seek treasure, not just in gold, but in the grand adventure of life itself. Fair winds, full sails, and a heart ever ready for the next great voyage. Till next tide, me mates, keep the code and keep your cutlass sharp.